I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is called the Last Supper. This moment we remember tonight. According to the story, it is the last time Jesus and his friends reclined at tables with each other and shared food and drink. In the quiet before the storm, they lay within the shadow of suffering and death and summoned each other to their last moments of quiet friendship and love. There is something about the last time that calls us and intimidates us and hangs there, waiting to be journeyed through. About 15 years ago, a book was published entitled The Last Lecture. It was by a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, given as a part of a series. What made this lecture of lasting power is that the professor was suffering from pancreatic cancer and died not long after giving his last lecture. About the same time, there was a series of books entitled My Last Sermon, featuring sermons by noted preachers, offering the gems of their words, the ones they hoped would last beyond them. I found myself thinking about these last things during this Holy Week. I realized that this is the last Maundy Thursday we will celebrate together, the last time you and I will gather in this place on this night, hear these words, remembering Jesus washing the feet of his friends, and remember the words and gestures of that other and more important Last Supper. I don't remember all the things I have said to you on Maundy Thursdays, to be honest, but tonight I want simply to remind you that what was done at the supper far outlasts any word spoken. I once diagrammed the core sentence in tonight's gospel reading, describing Jesus rising from the supper, girding himself, and washing the feet of his disciples. It remains the defining image of this night. After all the words have been spoken, it is the gestures and the moments that remain in our memory that bring us back to the moments that matter. I had the great good fortune of having last moments with my father before he died at 93. The chance to tell him I loved him, that I was glad he gave me life, gave me his name, and all those other things you hope to say. But my lasting memory of his last time is being with him and my mother in Maine on their 70th wedding anniversary, months before his death. It was Pentecost, and I realized that in better times they would have been in church. So with oatmeal bread and cranberry juice, which was all that we could find, I did, with oatmeal bread and cranberry juice and a prayer that God would find our offering acceptable, I did what I could do. I celebrated Holy Communion in their room by the lake. It was the last time my father received Holy Communion on this side of the veil. No words could express that holy moment. When my wife's mother was descending into the darkness of her dementia, she and my father-in-law visited us in Illinois. It was fall, and she could hardly speak coherently anymore. But we decided to take our sons and my wife's parents to pick apples. So we drove to the farm, boarded that wagon, you know, that takes you out to the orchard, and for a blessed and holy hour, we picked apples. The October sun dappled our happy faces. Carrot laughed as she plucked the apples from the branches, some of them falling at her feet. Her grandsons surrounded her, and no words could possibly have expressed our feelings. I cannot remember anything we said in that orchard, or on the way there and back, or on the way driving home. But my mother-in-law's face, shining with love and delight under the October sky, remains a fixed point in my memory of life. So tonight I have no special words for you on this last Maundy Thursday we will share, But remember what we do. Remember our gathering in this place. Remember the friends we are with and the special hopes and longings they hold. Remember all these things. Remember the bread and wine we will share in a little while. And remember that other more famous and more important Last Supper. And while we will not gather again on this day in the same company, we will surely continue doing these things. They are the things that matter. And God will be with us. Amen.